This program is part of the Ulagal Radio Network. Ulagal Radio, going beyond the pew, proclaiming truth, and encouraging the brethren.
Thank you for joining the podcast today. This is The Christian Counselor. We continue our study of different skills that need to be learned in order to improve the relationships that we have. Specifically, we're thinking about the relationship of marriage. And this one may seem a little bit odd, but one thing that we must learn how to do if we're going to improve any of our relationships, we must learn to laugh. The first verse of the Bible simply says, "In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth." That was, of course, an introductory statement to the next two chapters where God begins to tell of the creation account. And of course, on day one, he made light. And as carry on through, he made the different animals, the sea, the land, the space. And of course, we finally come down to a chronology of humans. And we know that within each of the general things that are mentioned in Genesis chapters 1 and 2, there are very specific things that it's hard to imagine that God ultimately created those things. One of the things that God created that perhaps doesn't get talked about as much is the ability to laugh. Humor. The way that we can smile and laugh at jokes and laugh at things that aren't always as amusing to us, but certainly sometimes they are. And isn't it true that there are certainly times that we laugh and we shouldn't be laughing? Maybe it's inappropriate, maybe it's not something that we should be laughing about, but indeed we do. And sometimes things are funny to us that we look back later and wonder why we thought they were so funny. But again, indeed, they were funny. The point is, God created us with the ability to laugh. And when it comes to relationships, we must laugh, or we might just cry. There are so many things that we could talk about within a relationship setting that are funny to us, at least later on, after the moment. There are some things that different parents have told me over the years. One of the comedians said it this way. He said he never thought he'd have to say certain things, but as a parent, as a dad, he finds that he has to say things he never thought he'd have to say. Things like, "Son, please don't bite the dog." Or, this is one of my favorite, when a gentleman came home after he had taken his daughter out for dinner and a little bit of time together with his daughter, and he looked at his wife and said, "Sweetheart, what do you think of my manicure?" Not something we always envision a man saying, but when we learn that he took his daughter to get a manicure, and in fact he got one with her, it's very sentimental to us. Another parent told me once he had to look at his son and say, "Son, you have to change your clothes when you get out of the shower." Certainly kids don't always learn. Or one of my favorites, one time I said I have to go and to Walmart and buy a hair straightener for my son. Or I told my son he had to be grounded from reading because reading kept him from doing chores around the house. You could come up with a whole host of other things. Things that we never thought we'd have to say. And if we wanted to even get into perhaps a more personal side of marriage, the truth is, kids and romance just don't mix. And how do we respond to that? Well, there's different options. One option might be to respond in anger, but ultimately that's really not going to work for us. Perhaps the better option is to respond by laughing at life as it unfolds for us. The book of Proverbs says, "A merry heart does good like medicine, but a broken spirit dries the bones." Proverbs 17:22. As we focus on our relationships and see the things that might make us cry, might make us angry, maybe what we need to do is use another emotion that God's created us with and learn to laugh. This is The Christian Counselor.